on a wood stove, was it hooked up to the chimney, or did you have a separate?
No, there was back in here. You had a flue. Mm-hmm. Had your flue made out from the inside of the building there, out through the top of your. And then you set your wood stove, this one right down there. You can set your wood stove there and then put you some stove pipe from that up to that flue and then put the fire to it.
What kind of pieces of furniture did you have then when you were coming up, in say, in your living room? What pieces of furniture would you have?
Oh, we had a chest of drawers and the beds and... you know, back then it wasn't couches and chairs or it'd come with couches. It was they'd have rocking chairs and straight chairs, such as that. I guess I was a grown man before they started putting using couches in living room suits. They'd have they called it a love seat. It was an old...
Smaller than a couch?
Yeah, it was smaller than a couch. And it had a back to it that was wood.
You talking about those chest of drawers? Did you have closets to hang your clothes in?
Yes, had closets to hang the clothes in. Mm-hmm. And they'd have chest of drawers with four or five drawers, you know, and dressers, and there's something else that they had then was what did they call that thing? You'd have a pitcher and a bowl that you had water in.
So kind of like a washstand?
Washstand, that's what they called it, a washstand. You had a great big bowl that was made out of china, and you'd have that pitcher full of water, and that was where you bathed your face and hand.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We're talking about that, the chest of drawers, and all, did they ever have a big piece of furniture that you could hang your clothes in?
Yes.
What'd
they have? Shipper roll.
Shipper roll?
Shipper
roll. Did that have drawers in it too, or was that just for hanging?
That was just for hanging clothes. It'd have a double door, you know, you open it back and had a rack there that you hang your clothes on.
Big piece of furniture.
Uh-huh. It was a great big piece of furniture too. And then they'd have a china cabinet in the kitchen.
You were talking about the kitchen there, did they have a room or something built off where you could store canned goods?
Yes. Pantry. Mm-hmm. Had a pantry there.
Did they ever have a piece of furniture maybe with had a screen over it that you store pies and things in, put pies and things?
That would they call that the safe.
Mm-hmm. How was that those things? How were those things usually shaped?
Well, it was a piece of furniture that had four doors to the front of it, and then in the center usually there was a drawer that you pulled out that you kept your forks and knives and spoons in, and then the upper part, usually you kept your chinaware and your glassware in there, and then storage room underneath the drawers where you kept your silverware.
A lot of people, you know, would tell me that they'd have the big meals at dinner, and what they would do is after they ate dinner, they'd just put the tablecloth over what they had and just save it and come back and eat it that night. In other words, they wouldn't take it up every meal. Is that,
did y'all? No. There was a long period of time that we cooked, mother would cook it in the middle of the day.
Yes.
And then the vegetables that were left, we'd have them for supper.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But she wouldn't leave them on the table. She'd take them up and store them back in some of the cabinets and things that she had.